I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Republican State Senate President Kevin Grantham said in a letter that sexual harassment allegations by a former intern against Republican Senator Jack Tate do not amount to sexual harassment. Grantham's letter said his assessment of the case differed from the independent investigator and supports a different conclusion. The former intern, who wishes to remain anonymous, said Grantham's decision reaffirms her belief that interns and aides are not protected at the state capitol. A new Gallup poll shows the majority of Americans do believe in climate change, but the divide between the believers and the naysayers has grown in the last year. That split is along partisan lines, with Republicans increasingly skeptical. 91.5 KRCC's Allie Budner reports.
Ezra Markowitz is assistant professor of environmental decision making at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst. He says with complex issues, people often look to how their party leaders explain what's happening.
And so as this polarization grows in the U.S., we see more and more of diametrically opposed messages coming from the left and the right on climate change.
And people follow along. But Markowitz says there's a catch. Severe weather events like drought or the extreme wildfires we've seen recently in the Mountain West also play a role.
People also have to make concrete decisions in their own lives, right? The rancher or the farmer has to make decisions about what's happening this year and next year.
He says this practical divorcing of ideology and practice may actually be a good thing when it comes to people responding to a changing climate. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.